Chapter 8. I screamed and tried to kick the hand away, but my feet slipped on the smooth rocks. My hands shot up as I toppled backwards. Oh! I cried out again as I hit the water. The scarecrow hung on my back, the water rushing over me. I kicked and thrashed my arms, and then I saw it. The clump of green weeds that had wrapped itself around my ankle. Oh, no, I moaned out loud. No scarecrow, only weeds. I lowered my foot to the water. I didn't move. I just lay there on my back, waiting for my heart to stop pounding, feeling once again like a total jerk. I glanced up at Mark and Stanley. They were staring down at me, too startled to laugh. Don't say a word, I warned them, struggling to my feet. I'm warning you, don't say a word. Mark snickered, but he obediently didn't say anything.
I didn't bring a towel, Stanley said with concern. I'm sorry, Jody. I didn't know you wanted to swim.
That made Mark burst out in loud guffaws. I shot Mark a warning stare. My t-shirt and shorts were soaked. I started to shore, carrying the pole awkwardly in front of me. I don't need a towel, I told Stanley. It feels good. Very refreshing.
You scared away all the fish, Jody, Mark complained.
No, you scared them away. They saw your face, I replied. I knew I was acting like a baby now, but I didn't care. I was cold and wet and angry. I stomped onto the shore, shaking water from my hair.
I think they're biting better down here,
I heard Stanley call to Mark. I turned to see him disappear around a curve of the creek. Stepping carefully over the rocks, Mark followed after him. They were both hidden from view behind the thick trees. I squeezed my hair, trying to get the creek water out. Finally, I gave up and tossed my hair behind my shoulder. I was debating what to do next when I heard a crackling sound in the woods. A footstep? I turned and stared into the trees. I didn't see anyone. Another chipmunk scurried away over the blanket of dead brown leaves. Had someone, or something, frightened the chipmunk? I listened hard. Another crackling footstep, rustling sounds.
Who's there?
I called. The low brushes rustled in reply.
Sticks? Is that you? Sticks?
My voice trembled. No reply. It has to be Sticks, I told myself. This is Grandpa Kurt's property. No one else would be back here.
Sticks! Stop trying to scare me! I shouted angrily.
No reply. Another footstep. The crack of a twig. More rustling sounds. Closer now.
Sticks, I know it's you, I called uncertainly. I'm really tired of your dumb tricks. Sticks!
My eyes stared straight ahead into the trees. I listened. Silence now. Heavy silence. And then I raised my hand to my mouth, as I saw the dark figure poke out from the shade of two tall pines.
Sticks?
I squinted into the deep blue shadows. I saw the bulging dark coat, the faded burlap head, the dark fedora hat tilted over the black, painted eyes. I saw the straw poking out under the jacket, the straw sticking out from the long jacket sleeves. A scarecrow. A scarecrow that had followed us? Followed us to the creek? squinting hard into the shadows, staring at its evil, frozen grin. I opened my mouth to scream, but no sound came out.